Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Shane Moss. We'll have that for you right after this.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals, based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto. Results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This tape is dedicated to the only women to give me a full body boner, a rare condition called pig immortus. I don't want to date anymore. She's the one I adore. She'll knock your ass to the floor. Loving Ronda Rousey. Her messy bun's all business. A knock out I can't resist. You don't want to make her piss. Stalking Ronda Rousey. Hey, Ronda, check out my pants. Look what you done to me. You just changed this arm bar into an overhood. Rhonda, don't worry about Holly Holmes. You're hotter than her. At least you don't look like the bass player from the Bangles. Hell, Larry Holmes looks better. I've got a stealth fighter fist, invented the scissor kick, teaching her all my tricks, training Rhonda Rousey. She did a donkey kick. I tried an ankle pick, and now I've got a fat lip for kissing Rhonda Rousey. Rhonda, you're so fire-ass hot. All this dirty talk makes me feel different. You got my plum clenching. Hey, Rhonda, I got some weed out in the car. Let's change this low Perry into a Steve Perry, because I can't fight this feeling anymore. She likes to stick and move. Checking my oil was rude. I swear to God, that's true. I'm under Ronda Rousey. I don't want to spar anymore. Bruises make my face sore. I can't slap this mat no more. I'm tapping Ronda Rousey.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Tom. We have a special guest.
Sitting in the studio with us, it's a guy who's going to be probably happy to grab some of these dude wipes because he's currently traveling in a camper and probably hasn't seen a shower for a while. It's comedian Shane Moss. Shane, long time no see. Since the last time I saw you, you've obviously haven't shaved.
Yeah, I got the whole hair.
That is a serious beard. You like your like 3/4 of the way to ZZ Top.
Yeah. No, I know. I think since we last talked, I got into pickleball as well.
So, really?
So I'm already like aware of how seniors react to seeing my hair. So I was
very ready good.
That's yeah. Right. Seniors.
I accept that. And
you surprised me as a pickleball player, though. I got to tell you.
It's been a lot of fun. It's funny because this hair, I grew it out during COVID. I was like, well, there's never, I never wanted to do the in-between thing on stage or whatever, and I grew it out. And I ironically, this is the least amount of drugs I've ever done in my life and the most I've ever looked like drugs in my entire life.
I see. Huh.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
And you know how you like books and covers and things like that and mm-hmm. judging. And
uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. You kind of have that mountain man look.
Yeah, thanks.
And your hair currently, you have like a ponytail sticking up the back of your head, but up high.
Yeah, I got the man bun situation.
Yeah, there you go.
It looks great, man.
Wow.
Yeah, it does.
It really does.
It's luxurious.
That is a mane. David Coverdale would be jealous of that hair.
I know. I was actually just in, I was in Alaska, and I had like a couple week vacation. I did a couple shows up there as well. And I've been trying to take better care of myself. So I was doing some hiking and everything. And I felt like I fit in. But I didn't know about the bear situation. I was like, I'll just go in and I'll get some bear spray. Mm. And I went in to the cashier. And I was like, hey, I have this bear spray. Is there anything else? Any tips for watching out for bears? And he was like, oh, you don't really need that bear spray. See this like little bell? It's like a $4 bell. You just need like a bell. You know what else is? Maybe get like a horn. They have very sensitive hearing, so get a horn. I'm like, I'm just going to, there's three of us. I'll get all of the things. We'll all have a different thing going on. And then I get back, and he's like, yeah, because you know the bears, the horn, they'll go away and they stay away. They don't like that. The bear spray... they'll go away, and then some of them, they'll come back because they like it. It's spicy. And I've never been scared of bears until that time. That's like the sadistic bad guy in the movie that, like, you punch and he likes it.
Yeah. You know he's nuts.
Yeah, and then you run into like some ranger, and you go like, hey, this guy's telling me I should use this bell, and they're like, that's a dinner bell. You don't use that. Yeah. Everyone has a different take on how to manage the bear. So look like a mountain man. Still, I'm not quite comfortable on a
Isn't
mountain.
It brown lay down, black run away, and
white kiss your
dad.
Ass goodbye. Yeah, yeah mm-hmm. something like that. Yeah.
Something like that.
Our guest is comedian Shane Moss. And you say that you've you're doing fewer drugs than in the past.
Generally, yeah, I have a variety of theme shows that I do. I'm currently wrapping up a tour with a show about psychedelics, and ironically enough, it's the least amount of psychedelics I've done because they take too long. I'm on tour, I'm too busy. During a psychedelic tour, I'm too busy to do psychedelics. Like LSD lasts for no shorter than 10 to 14 hours, which who has the time for that?
Has someone developed a short form trip?
You would think that there would be.
like a Reader's Digest.
Yeah. I just never understood trip. That. Like, I like naps way too much. It's not appealing to me in any way.
Isn't nitrous oxide kind of a quick version?
Oh, yeah, no, that's like a 30-second sort of sort of thing. I think widely associated with some brain damage.
I associate it primarily with dental work. Yeah. But that's interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Once again, Shane Moss, and you've been living out of a kind of a camper van. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. I've been traveling everywhere with the camper van. It's nice. I had some car trouble on the way in. This is I just had some my solar panels weren't keeping up with the electrical or something. I left something on and got in this morning, and it was all of the electrical was dead.
Oh,
which so like both your house and vehicle are dead at the same time. So I had to clear all of the food out of the refrigerator before heading in here today, as my whole van smelled.
Oh man, so
that had never happened before. It was a fun new one. So okay, full of adventure.
Well, we're going to check in with Christy Lee. Do you have anything that ties into?
Well, we were talking about drugs and partying and having a good time. Apparently, alcohol-free beer is gaining popularity at the famed Oktoberfest.
Oh.
At the Bavarian Brewery. Weihenstephan, non-alcoholic wheat beer and lager now make up 10% of its volume. The increase mirrors the statistics for the rest of Germany's beer industry. At Oktoberfest, which kicked off over the weekend, all but two of the 18 large tents at the festival now offer alcohol-free beer. This year also marks the first time an alcohol-free beer garden has opened in Munich.
All right.
Okay. So they have a... alcohol, this seems so odd.
Alcohol-free beer.
Beer 10%.
Oh, that's a good.
Yeah.
So they're going to have fun and do the things. And
yeah.
Police in the UK say they have no leads in the hunt for the so-called phantom booper.
Oh, no.
Operating around a seaside village. Video footage has caught the suspect with toilet roll in hand.
Really?
Squatting down, defecating in a person's driveway. In Camber, Sussex.
All right.
According to the Sussex News, the individual keeps leaving unwanted deposits, if you will, behind.
Is that at the same place?
Apparently, they're different places, right?
The pretty clear pictures of this guy.
Hmm.
Yeah, Sussex police said we are aware of a video of a man allegedly defecating on private property in Camber. Inquiries are ongoing, and they're asking the public for help in identifying phantom pooper.
All right.
What is that, Dave? That's some psychological thing the guy's doing.
Yeah, if it's not at the same place, it's not like he's mad at an ex or something.
Yeah.
Because that would be reasonable.
What, no, you play, is that what you, sure. You play ding dong deuce with your ex? That's right.
I don't like this this Orwellian prophecy coming true, the 1984, where there's cameras everywhere. You can't even sneak a deuce on someone's property anymore.
Right. It's a shame.
It really is.
Oh, God. Well, maybe the guy's just having his bathroom remodeled. And
you think there's a sexual component to it?
I don't know what there is. I do know that this happens in burglaries.
What?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Ask a cop. Happened when
it's
when
a
my
calling card, if you will.
When my apartment was burglarized in New York City, there was a giant pile in the middle of the living room.
Well, maybe he knew who he was robbing.
Yeah. I'm totally serious.
Pat, do you have any poop songs?
I got about 40 of them. Yeah, we got Shane here, though, so maybe we can just go Shane.
So they're calling him, what is it, the Phantom?
Pooper.
Okay, not the Mad Shatter. I've always liked that one better. Do you have a song for us, Pat?
I have lots of poop songs. Yeah, you just name one, but we have Shane here. Maybe he could chime in.
I was trying to include you, buddy, because we love you.
I love you, too. How about the Australian poop thing with the TV? Remember that down in Australia? We had the guy that was going all over the places pooping in the Australian gardens.
Oh yeah.
I'd like to be jogging carefree and pooping an Aussie's garden by the stream. Don't use a loo for a little secret poo in an Aussie's poopy garden. Watch your feet. Hey, look, that's me on the security TV. Hey, won't you take a squat in an Aussie's garden with me?
Boom, 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 boom.
I'd like to pee, drop a deuce or three, and poop in an Aussie's garden by a tree. Here we go. It would be warm, ooh, in a pointed form.
Oh.
Fertilize your hedges and make them green. We will run and drop some trout. How? Leaving little presents all around town. Bum, 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 bum. Hey, look, that's me. They're on Melbourne TV, pooping in an Aussie's garden by the street. Oh, we're pooping in an Aussie's garden by the street. Thank you very much on behalf of the group, and I hope I pass the audition.
Oh, thank you very much.
Very nice. Thank you.
We're hanging out with comedian Shane Moss. Once again, he's got that kind of mountain man look. That is fairly rare in comedy. I don't know if anyone else is affecting that.
Yeah, I grew it out, and I was like, you know, I'm going to take this on tour for one.
Do you have a...
After this tour, I'll do beardless, long hair, and then after that, beard, short hair, just to try all of them. And
all right.
I'll
do you know, do you have a lady friend out there somewhere?
Yeah. She's in Susie. She's in New York City, and we met. She's been mostly traveling around with me, and that's
she likes the whole look.
Yeah. She's never seen me any other way.
Wow.
I don't. Huh. She's seen old pictures of me. And it looks weird.
No, what's her thing? You know? Is she like hairy armpits?
Oh my God.
You don't have to get into your girlfriend.
No, you don't. You mean for herself?
I don't know. So you're assuming she also sort of has a bohemian.
Like a hippie kind of.
You remember what you were saying about seniors.
You're not completely off. She doesn't have hairy armpits, but she's got a little bit hippie-ish.
A little bit, sure.
Okay, all right. Very good.
Christy, did you ever try, going all natural?
No.
Pits?
No.
Always?
Always what?
You've always shaved?
Oh, yeah. Always.
Mm. Now, does your lady friend shave her legs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Does yours?
Birds of a feather. Absolutely. Absolutely.
He insists on it.
No, I don't insist. I'm in the shower and I see all that the
stuff.
The museum of female history of shampoo. between my daughters and everybody, my shower has all kinds of stuff in it.
Long hair is a nightmare, I will say. The beard is easy. I don't have to do anything special.
Don't put beard oil in there?
A little bit here and there, a little conditioner, but long hair is an absolute nightmare.
It looks great, though. It does look great.
Thanks.
All the guys are jealous because...
Very jealous.
Yeah.
It's luxurious.
Of the color and the thickness.
Well, sometimes you see a guy with long hair and you're like, yours really does look great.
And you keep it, apparently it's washed and... Relatively bug free.
Yeah, but I didn't know you. It took me a while to learn. I had never done this before. So when I first had it, I didn't know you were like supposed to brush it regularly or whatever. I washed everything, but I didn't realize like the clumps of it gets real.
It gets tangled.
It gets very tangled over time.
Do you use that spritz? What's that stuff called, Christy?
Spritz.
Like that detangler?
Detangler, yeah. I've used that on my daughters. I don't know what that's
called. Oh, sure. Detangler is what it's called.
Okay. said some funny name.
Yeah, I don't care for it. The hair is a pain. I'm not sure I'm totally sold on the long hair, but I'm at least finishing this tour with it. It's a lot of maintenance.
Do you wear it back most of the time?
The beard I kind of like. I wear it back just because it's easier.
I thought the man bun was officially over. I haven't seen one at the restaurant. The restaurant that I go to, which Chick calls, what is it again?
Sorry to bother you.
I always found man buttons to be peculiar before I had one, for sure.
I've always liked them. I'm sorry.
Because I travel a lot. I'd go to like Boulder, Colorado and be like, this is... Too many man buns. It's not supposed to be like every
this
other
is a baker's
person.
Dozen of man buns.
I totally get the judgment. I've had it myself, but it is just easier than
sure.
When you came in, it looked like this is form over fat over function or whatever the hell.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like it looked like it was necessary.
Yeah.
So you met this lady with that look.
Yeah.
Was this?
We were all aware of Shane's current appearance, and we were all saying, "I wonder how much time Tom will spend on his beard and his hair." And you're exceeding expectations.
Okay. Let me ask you this:
Ask him another question.
What was the nature of your first encounter with her? Was this one of those internet at things, or were you standing at a street corner and she put a dollar in your pouch?
How do you like that?
Homeless joke. She has an event space in New York City, and I did a show at their venue, and they had an extra room to rent for a couple weeks while I was in the area doing shows. And that's how we met.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. Okay. Yeah.
That's sweet. Yes.
That's a meet cute. See?
Yeah. The meet cute.
The meet cute at the event space.
Yeah. I let's put it this way. If you're in one of those Hallmark movies.
Here we go.
Josh, how would you
My mom watches Hallmark movies 9 months out of the year. Yeah, at least.
How would you cast him in a Hallmark movie?
Oh, is he as the romantic lead?
No, it's something. I'm not sure he would be the romantic lead. There'd have to be a haircut 10, 15 minutes in, I would think.
I think it's the guy, like, maybe used to have some stuff going on and then gave up, fell on some hard times or something like this. I think my story arc is that you straighten it out, you know, been drinking too much, waking up, and that, but then things are too important and you have to, and then you gotta like shave the day. I like that moment in the movies where all they had to do was shave the whole time, and then they just completely
and then your long lost dad with millions
together.
And millions of dollars comes back and says, "Oh, son, you guys, it's so good to see you
I
again."
Hate to put it to you, you guys are wandering into Lifetime movie territory now. When you have substance abuse and those kind of harder things, that's Lifetime.
Oh, shoot.
You could play. You could be like.
You're right.
Since they're usually Christmas related,
yeah,
he could be the ghost of the adult Jesus coming back to the crèche. What do you think? There's like a live nativity.
I think there's a sacrilegious aspect there.
Oh, sorry.
That Hallmark would want to avoid.
Okay, sorry. Right now,
I've just been putting out the feelers to get cast as a reincarnated Jesus.
Wake up. More Bob and Tom Extra is on the way next. That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.